This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Comedy Zone Podcast. Find us on Twitter at the CZ Podcast. Email us at comedyzonepodcast@gmail.com. Now, your host, Jason Allen King.
Welcome, everybody, to the Comedy Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Allen King. I'm excited. We got another great week for everybody here. We have a special guest, but I also someone who I haven't seen since the new year, Taylor Robinson is here. Taylor, how are you?
I'm well. It's good to see you.
What a treat this is to see
you. Good to be back producing the podcast for you. Sorry, Brian.
Has Todd Riley been treating you well over there? I know you've been on his show.
Yeah, he's great. I really enjoy recording with him. We have a lot of similarities, so I like it.
Very good. Well, I mean, listen, I know Todd, and that might not be a good thing, but I appreciate it. He's one of our favorites. Well, good for you. He says great things about you producing over there. Oh, so good. It's awesome to see you again. We have a very, very special guest this week. He's going to be a headliner here at the Comedy Zone. And I'm just going to dive right in with his intro. He's a fascinating guy. Very, very funny guy. He's an LA-based comedian, actor, writer. He was selected as a new face at the 2018 Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, which I always say blows me away when I hear that. You may have seen on NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly, also on Cannonball on NBC, which is hysterical. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Simon Gibson today.
Hey, what's up, Simon? How you doing, buddy? Thank you. Wow, no standing ovations. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Yeah. First of all, this is just audio recording, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank God, because this is not how I usually look, but I'm looking at myself and I'm like, dear God, what a nightmare.
Man, if that's not your A game, I don't know what is, buddy. You're good.
Yeah. The old, just a bunch of lights and golf clubs and, you know, French presses in the background. I actually live in a back closet, a storage locker. So it's good to be let out, you know.
Right. Good for you. I do see golf clubs. You're a golfer?
I mean, not, you know, I gave up the professional life a long time ago.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. Just any excuse to, you know, I'm like, well, hey, I'm out there. I'm walking, you know, what else do you want? I'm getting those
what
steps
else do you
in.
Want?
Eventually, I will close that move ring on my iPhone, you know?
One day, right? We all aspire. We have goals, and that's you tapped into one of mine as well. That's
I love
awesome.
The move ring at the end of the – I don't know if anyone else has this, but at the end of the day, my move ring, it's always like this passive-aggressive thing where it's like, hey, Simon, did you want to close your move ring today? Have you thought about it? And I'm like, leave me alone. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You can do it. Isn't that you ever get that one? It's like, you can still do this if you get off your ass.
Yeah. The app actually puts it, you can do it in quotations, you know, just super sarcastic.
Right. Passive aggressive motivation. We all need that. We all have parents. So that's nice. So you've been in LA for a long time. I know you're originally a Portland comic and, that transition has been pretty good. You've been there for a while, though. How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA since the Stone Age.
It's a long
time. The La Brea Tar Pits. I was one of the original original mammoths in there. Crawled my way out. But I've been here for about 12, 13 years now.
Right on. Yeah, it's a good long time.
Yeah.
You look young for a dinosaur, I have to say. You look good.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. This hat is hiding a lot of the gray hair. So, you know, it's
you got to start dyeing it like this, man. I you got to color it gray blend is what they call it.
Dude, I am all about I don't care. I'll dye my hair. And
absolutely.
So, you know, I was on that show Cannonball. And one thing they did do was they blended my grays. So,
nice.
So they did that for a while. And then after the show, I was like, oh, I like that. You know, I don't want to look old.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
I'm a 24 year old kid, you know, so nobody's buying it. But yeah, so I was dyeing my own hair for a while. And then I actually was like, you know what? I want to go like a lighter brown, you know?
Oh shit. You were like, I'm going to mix it up here. Okay.
Yeah. And so I bought what I thought was a light brown hair dye. I put it in my hair and immediately I'm like, oh, this is peroxide. And so I bleached my hair and it is actually, you can't really tell, but it is, my hair turned orange. Like I looked like, it looks like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes, you know, just Garfield sitting on the top of my head over here. No. So yeah. And then like, you know, and it didn't get rid of the grays at all. If anything, it only highlighted them more. It was a true, and this was probably like 3 or 4 months ago and it has not washed out. It's just like, I don't know if I permanently, and it all started because like, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm going to embrace my grays, you know, whatever. And then,
I've learned that it's one thing for you to embrace it. Did everybody else embrace your grays? That's what I'm always afraid of.
Oh, and they did not, because I asked this. I was like on stage and I was like doing, you know, some kind of crowd work. I can't even remember how it happened, but I asked this kid in the front row. He was like, you know, 26. I was like, how old do you think I am? And he was like, I don't know, 40. And I was like, what? How dare you say something that's basically true?
That's essentially bastard. Accurate. You look.
Yeah. Yeah. You prick. You're correct.
Oh, that's great, man.
It's interesting. Like, yeah, because I always kind of had a younger looking face. So when I was like, when I was in my 20s, I literally looked like I was 12, you know?
Right.
And now it's like, people are like, no, you kind of look your age. I'm like, yeah. Ah, no.
You know, it's funny. I remember, you know, I never got a fake ID, but when I turned 21, I was very excited. I didn't get carded for like 2 weeks. And it's like, I think I had like the kind of the opposite thing going on. I always had a mature face or something. So that sucked. I was like, I could have been getting beer for everybody this the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah. Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cared.
Nobody cares. Yeah. And that's what I learned. That's the big thing. Nobody cares. It's a little bigger now where people will like get in more trouble. But I remember, you know, when I was 21, nobody gave a shit. Nobody would have cared. So we mentioned the golf clubs behind you. So you're touring pretty hard now. I mean, you're hitting the road pretty strong. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, I think, you know, it's the way comedy is now, it's like, yeah, I'm pretty much always trying to be on the road for this year. That's kind of my goal, is just tour, do these amazing clubs and, you know, just really try to build a following that way, you know, like a fan base. I think, you know, I was one of those people that did not go all in on TikTok when it first started. And now I'm just like, well, that was a mistake. I should have been posting dance clips the whole time.
I know. Well, I mean, so there's something to that though. If you like, what do you attribute success that you have right now to? Just being a good comic? Cause holy shit, that's a novel idea.
I know. I mean, that's like probably the fifth most important thing these days is actually being good.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's so funny. You spend so much time trying to actually just get good. And then by the time you get good, you're like, well, no, we don't care about that anymore. Do you look good on an Instagram filter?
Right.
And the answer is yes. I don't even look, you know, I put an Instagram filter, you know, I'm a 23-year-old college girl, you know, I mean, that's my whole thing. A 23-year-old. Yeah.
You're doing the voice really well. I have to say, it's impressive.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a co-ed. You guys want to let's go have a bikini contest? I truly don't know. So, I mean, I think, you know, I think my goal is like, you know, just kind of going out there, you know, having people see me, becoming fans, following me, you know, posting stand-up clips. You got to do that. But really, I mean, I think there is still a lot of value to, you know, building relationships with clubs and proving that, like, you know, I do think there is something to be said of someone who can show up, do 45 minutes to an hour, or even come in there as like a feature and do 25 to 30 minutes, prove to the club that you're someone who's not, you know, I mean, number one, you know, you can do the job, you're good. But number two, right. that you're like going to show up, be easy to work with and not, you know, and not be like completely wasted, you know,
I save that
till after the show. You know what I mean? I'm getting hammered as soon as I get off stage, you know, but
no. Well, you got to hang with the staff, man. They usually want to get tuned up. So it's fun.
I love getting tuned with the staff. That is, I don't want to talk to the audience. No, I'm just trying to make the staff laugh, you know, but I do think, you know, I do have to believe that, I mean, all this other stuff is still super important, you know, I mean, social media, it's not going anywhere, you know, it's only I mean, if anything's going anywhere, I would probably say it's like, you know, TV, like networks, you know, I think it's gonna, you know, things are gonna be even more, you know, online. So I think it's, you have to do it, but you know, I do think there's still a lot of value to being someone who can deliver when there's people who actually, you know, came out, bought tickets, stuff like that. So
totally agree. And you have, I mean, you definitely have a lot of content out there. Before I forget, tell everybody where is Instagram kind of your main go-to or where do you?
Yeah. I mean, on Instagram, it's Simi Gibson. TikTok, I'm on there too, Simi Gibson. Yeah, I mean, I'm good. And then, you know, YouTube, it's like you just have to do it all. And but yeah, I mean, for the love of God, follow me on Instagram. I get super desperate, like death of a salesman, like, you gotta help me, come on, you know. Because that's what people really, you know, are attracted to, someone who's desperate and afraid.
Absolutely, especially women. They love desperation. They can smell it. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, you gotta help me.
Come on.
That's how
I'm a nice guy, but not too nice. Come on.
That's my Hinge profile. You gotta help me. That's the first thing that they see. It's just me in like a cheap suit in front of a car dealership. You know.
Oh, that's great, man.
But yeah,
that's funny. So when you're traveling on the road, man, I like to find out, man, because, you know, I hit the road quite a bit myself. So I like to find out, like, what do you do, man? How do you kill time? And is it always related to stand-up? Do you write on the road? Or are you just kind of running around these towns? What do you do? What do you like to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough because a lot of times you don't really have enough time in this in the city to really explore it, you know? For the shows on Wednesday, you know, I'm basically flying in the day before. I get in late, we'll do the show, and then I have to fly out early the next day. So, really, I'll only have the day of the show to kind of walk around and explore. And, you know, it's tough because, like, you know, you're there to do a job. And, you know, when people are like, oh, I only do an hour of work a night, you know, but it's like, I mean, I can't go out and, like, you know, have a huge dinner with, you know, people before the show. I'll be full and tired, you know? So it's like,
totally,
you know, I'm still thinking, you know, whether I'm walking around, and that's kind of what I like to do is if the weather permits, you know, I usually like to kind of explore, you know, I try and get recommendations from whoever is at the hotel or wherever I'm staying, just like, where would you go, you know?
Go whitewater rafting. That's always one I tell people. We have that here, the whitewater center here. I'm always like, you got to do it. It's like, maybe don't do that before the show,
you know? Yeah. Hey, where Simon missed his set. Oh yeah, he floated away down the Chattanooga or something, I don't know. But yeah, I think, you know, I think it is you know, I just love exploring other cities. So, you know, I try to do that as much as I can. And if I have an extra day, then that's like, great. But, you know, you know, it's like, yeah, I've been to this city and this city. And it's like, well, I've been at the hotel and then in a half mile radius of the club. So it's,
yeah. Now, have you been through Charlotte before? You've been through the South?
This will be my first time in Charlotte. You know, I've been to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Right on. Yeah.
And then some other places around there, but never Charlotte. So I'm very
well. I'll tell you, you're gonna love the club, man. It's it is a beautiful A room. The shape of it, low ceilings, the way the seating is laid out, the staff is, I think, is the best in the country. I've been around myself. You're gonna love them there. The owners, managers, everyone's great. And I'm not just saying that because the name of the show is the Comedy Zone Podcast. They don't even know we're doing this.
We're flying completely off the radar right now.
They don't know what we're doing. So, but I will say I have every comedy. You're going to love the room. You're going to love the people. It's just a great place to do comedy here. Are there any places in your travels where you're surprised? You were just like, holy shit, Van Buren, Missouri was amazing. Nobody even knows what that is.
And I still have to look that up, well, I would say, so there's a couple, I went to Springfield, Missouri and, to do, and I'm not saying that it was, incredible, but when you travel, I mean, sometimes you learn awesome stuff. And like, I would have never in a million years, thought that Springfield, Missouri was the birthplace of cashew chicken, but there was like a huge, population, population of people who moved to Springfield, Missouri. So you have like all these restaurants that are like the original cashew chicken recipe. And you're like, what, here? You know?
Yeah, that's original, weird. That's awesome.
The original cashew chicken / crystal meth recipe right here, folks. No,
I gotta be honest. I didn't know there was a cashew chicken recipe. I didn't know that was a thing at all. So now I know, now I know where to go.
Now, you know, well, I mean, you could probably get it somewhere else. I wouldn't recommend necessarily going there. No offense. But I will say probably my favorite place that I went to that I had no idea was, Bozeman, Montana.
Right on. Okay.
Small college.
I
actually feel like town.
I know the name, but I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah. Small college town. It's a Montana State University. Beautiful landscape, a really like fun downtown area, great food, great drinks. Mm-hmm. And like the shows that I did there were phenomenal. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, I think sometimes you go to smaller cities like that, and not that they're like starved for entertainment, but there's not a lot of live entertainment options. So like, I've been there a couple times, and each time the crowds were incredible and just like so ready to laugh.
Right on.
And it was like, you know, some of the better hour-long sets that I think I've had. And then you just go out and the people are just, also, here's the thing about mountain towns, I was like, I could never live here. All the guys are so hot and fit that like I can't compete with that. I'm like barely a human man there, you know. They're just rugged, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, if you're like a single, you know, if you're single and you know a lady, or you know, you like dudes, go there because it's
That's the pick of
the litter. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I thank God I can show my value by being funny, because
where do guys like us go then, is what I want to know. If it's not Bozeman, where do we go? Where do we
I'll tell you what, sadly, it is Los Angeles.
Really?
Because like I think there's just so many beautiful people here that like a lot of times you do see beautiful, I see beautiful women with, you know, not the most beautiful looking men quite just often.
Little gargoyles. Yeah.
That's great. And then, you know, I have a one bedroom apartment in LA, so I'm like one of the most successful comedians of all time.
I'm going to say crushing then. I really crushing.
I'll when I get on stage in LA, sometimes I'll be like, hey, I got a one bedroom apartment, no big deal. And sometimes people will literally applaud. I'm like, wow, we are really living in some tough times when I'm just like, yeah, it's a one bedroom, no parking spot, no laundry. What are you going to do? You know?
Right. man. That's crazy. It's crazy to me hearing stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's wild. But I definitely, you know, can't say enough positive things about Bozeman, especially the hot men.
Especially the hot guys. Yeah, that's going to be the title of this episode. Simon Gibson loves the dudes in Montana.
Yeah, loves a Montana man.
That's great, man. Well, listen, so for the people who maybe, you know, haven't seen your stuff or whatever, what can they look forward to when they see you? I mean, can you give a snapshot of what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, if the bio, I would probably say, you know, Chris Farley meets Sam Kinison, you know, so Jesus, it's like,
that's awesome.
So it's, you know, it's going to be high energy, you know, physical. Yeah. I'm, you know, I do like to play with the audience, you know, I'm not like a mean though. So, you know, you can, if you're sitting in the front row, I might talk to you, but I'm not going to, you know, be.
I saw some clips, man. You're like, yeah, loud, gregarious, having a good time. There's no kind of, the energy's positive. It's not like, you know, it's no fuck you energy or anything like that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think, you know, and then going into, you know, material about, you know, like working in customer service, you know, dating, you know, relatable stuff too. But I do think, you know, it's very, you know, good, like you said, gregarious, fun.
Yeah.
You know, a little self-deprecating, I think, like every single comedian. Sure.
Yeah. That's the good stuff, right? I mean, I think nobody wants to see a cocky comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's already a Jeselnik. We don't need another.
if you're a cocky comedian, just start doing improv. Okay. We don't need you here. Yeah. Take that cocky crap to UCB, you know, we don't, yeah. So, I mean, I think for anyone who comes out, like you, I will put on, no matter how many people are there, I'm going to give you a hell of a show.
Yeah, that's great. That's how you know you're a pro, man. I love that. I love that attitude about it. What do you have coming up that you're looking forward to? I mean, obviously you said the road. I mean, Cannonball, you got more shows. I mean, is that something that you're doing actively, auditioning and trying to get on shows or as like hosting or as an actor performing or what?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are some fun things coming up. I would say I also, if you want, I did record a comedy special with Helium Comedy Studios. So you can actually.
And I'm sorry, I meant to mention that in my intro, man. You're right. Yeah, you got a great special on YouTube. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you can just search Simon Gibson on YouTube. It's free. It was a very fun crowd. It was my first time in Philadelphia and this crowd was truly one of the rowdiest, craziest crowds I've ever performed in front of, and so that is what the special is. I mean, it's like me dealing with crazy people. I invite two guys on stage and, you know, we see who can chug their beers the fastest. I mean, it was like a fly lands on my head. I don't even notice it. I'm like, am I Mike Pence? What's happening here? But
that's amazing.
Yeah. So if you want to see something that's like, you know, and I'm already kind of like, okay, I want to film another special, you know, kind of on my own terms, but I was very grateful for the opportunity. So if you want to see something that's just kind of like balls to the walls, nuts, chaos, you know, what it's really like dealing with, you know, an unruly audience. Then please check that out on YouTube. And then just follow me. I have a lot of fun stuff coming up doing shows all over the country. So,
That's great, man. No, I'm really excited. The Cannonball stuff was a trip and that's a couple of the clips I saw in that special. I was wondering, you know, what do you do in that situation? I mean, did you get like one or two shows to record?
Well,
I know it was through Helium, right?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing is like, you know, I mean, again, like, you know, all positives about them and recording it, you know, but it was only one show. So it was like, you know, and so it was basically like, once it started happening, I was like, all right, let's just lean into this because, you know, I'm not gonna be like, hey, everybody stop, let's start over. You know, that's just not how it works. You know, it's like, right. Like part of what I what I love about my comedy and why I love doing it live is because it is in the moment. You only get one chance. And nothing ever happens the way that I, and I'm just speaking for myself, but nothing happens the way that I ever plan it. So like, you know, somebody's going to say something, something's going to happen, you know, and just like, you know, I think the having the self-awareness of, you know, myself, but also of my surroundings and just everything like that is kind of what makes comedy, you know, stand-up comedy so fun to me. You know, it's like, I wanted to get a bunch of chances to get it perfect, then let's film a sketch. Or, you know, like being on TV, you know, like, let's get it as close to perfect as we can do. But when you're performing live, I mean, even sketch and improv, I mean, like, you know, Lorne Michaels was like, we've never had a show in 40 years go the way that we planned it.
Right. You know?
And, that's the joy, I think, of live comedy. And that's why I think like people
totally agree.
If you're a comedy fan, you know, support live comedy because you are always going to get a one of a kind different experience every time. And I, you know, you're just not going to, you're not going to get that from, you know, Instagram reels or TikToks. It's like, everyone's posting these crowd work clips now and they were doing really great because like it's that live organic experience. If you want a live organic experience, come see me live.
Go see,
me live, you know,
go see a live show. That's right. Yeah. I had a lady after a show, this actually was this weekend. She said, hey, do you know if the club is recording this and can we buy it? And I was like, oh, I was like, that's interesting. I've not really asked that before. She's like, I just, that show's never going to happen again. I would love to have had it, you know, which I thought was that's someone I think who totally understood exactly what you're saying, that live show, this is a one time, this group of people, this moment, all the things that happened, never going to happen again. Yeah. And there's no better sort of endorsement for live comedy than that. You know?
Yeah, truly. Yeah. That's awesome. I hope that lady comes tomorrow or on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'll have to invite her out. That's great, man. Well, as far as your jokes and your development of material and stuff, and I know we get these questions all the time. I guess I want to know more about, you know, are you a sit down and write guy? Are you just on stage and running with stuff? Like, what's your technique?
I would say it's, you know, for the most part, I do try to really, you know, commit to sitting down and writing. I would say I'm much better at jotting down an idea and then flushing it out on stage, you know? So like, you know, I've been doing this, you know, easily over 10 years, you know, and I will still, if I have a new thought or new joke that I want to try, like, I mean, I'll go to an open mic, you know, so, and just record it. Hopefully, you know, hopefully I remember to record it and then just kind of work it, you know, and then just, you know, flush it out that way. So, but I think more, at least for me, more than sitting down and writing is just jotting down the funny thought that you had as soon as you can, you know, don't be like, okay, well, I'll write that down when I'm working at my little desk tomorrow, you know, it's like, have a notebook, have your phone, you know, and just like, oh, that's funny. Boop, 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 beep, and then
it'll disappear. It. Right. Yeah. It'll go away.
Oh, I could fill notebooks of the funny ideas that I had that I was like, I'll write that down later, you know?
That sucks, man.
So it's like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like the old, it's like the, you know, the see something, say something, you know, but it's like, I know that's a much darker thing,
it's
but
a different
it's like
angle.
The,
yeah.
Yeah. Different angle. Pretty much all my comedy angles are about 9/11. So,
oh, good. People can look forward to that.
Folks, come on out. No. But I do think, you know, the most important thing is if you think of something, write it down immediately because nobody's that smart to remember later. Yeah. You know, I know I'm not. So
Totally. And there's something about those moments. There's a little bit of little magic in those moments when you see it and you're like, oh shit, I never thought of that before. And you jot it down. That's important, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge. So, I mean, I think, you know, ultimately, like I work stuff out on stage, you know, because you can't practice, unlike, you know, instruments, you can't practice this alone in your room. Like you can only practice by gauging the reaction, and you know, you can only get that reaction by being on stage. So, yeah.
I wanted to ask one last thing. No podcast.
I am coming back with the podcast. If you,
so you're the only one, who doesn't have one. So,
here's the thing. I did have one and you can actually still listen to all the episodes on, pretty much anywhere where you get, it's called Roommates for Life. And,
okay.
It was a podcast I did for almost 2 years. I think we have like close to 100 episodes on Spotify, iTunes, and all that. So yeah, if you want to listen to that, it was basically me and I don't have roommates, very successful, but it was me and
that's sexy. Good job.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. We'll see how long it lasts, you know, in this economy, come on. But I think it was a really fun thing that me and my former roommate, who's also a comedian, his name's MK Paulson, very funny. But we did it about, basically it was like, we had audience submitted roommate horror stories that we would read on air. We would basically confront each other about roommate stuff that pissed us off that week. And it would get heated sometimes.
Wow.
And we would have get, you know, our guests on to kind of tell their roommate horror stories as well. So it actually, and then, you know, once during the pandemic, we kind of stopped doing it, but definitely I have some stuff in the works for a new podcast. So stay very tuned for that. And if anyone who's listening is ever in the LA area, me and MK do run a weekly show, on Tuesdays. That's really, really great. It's called In Unit Laundry and, you know, the dream. And, I mean, we've had some incredible comedians on it. I mean, you know, Kyle Kinane, you know, Shane Torres, Maria Bamford, just a lot of, I mean, and that's the great thing about having a Tuesday show in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Is that most of these like big name comics are not on the road. They're in town during the week. So, you know, I mean, we've had some really incredible folks, and, you know, for a $10 show, like you're not going to see a better lineup. So.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm going to be in LA in April, so I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Right. Hit me up. Yeah. This is how you get booked, folks. You, you say book me on air and people will be like, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to save this on my phone when I email you and be like, remember this? Yeah. Me and a friend comic here are going to come out.
Yeah. You play the audio like, yeah, come on, bring them all. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, I've just been waiting for you to say that so we could finish the interview. So thanks.
Hit the road.
Okay, you're done. Very good, man. Well, listen, man, I'd say that I'm actually sincerely going to wrap it up, but man, you seem like such a great guy. I've watched other interviews and seen other things, man. I love your energy on stage. I'm jealous of it. You are people are going to have a great show with you here in Charlotte, man. I hope you pack the place out, and everybody, if you're listening to this, go to this show. You're going to love it, man. All the clips and stuff on Instagram are fantastic, man. So
thank you travels. So much. Yeah,
absolutely, man. And again, Simon Gibson on Instagram, right?
Yeah. You can just look up Simon Gibson. If I'm not the first one to pop up, I will be pissed. Okay. You search right now, and I'm like the third.
I hope you're the first one, man. And also on YouTube, it's called Best I've Ever Done.
Best I've Ever Done. Yeah.
Best I've Ever Done on YouTube. You can check out his special. And just to reiterate, everybody, come check out Simon Gibson Wednesday tonight. That'll be tonight when this drops, January 25th at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. And also this weekend, we have Felipe Esparza Thursday through Saturday. So it's a big week of comedy. You don't want to miss it. And thanks again, Simon, for coming and being on the show, making time for us, man. I appreciate it. Wish you luck.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've really enjoyed being on here. So
excellent.
Come to the show, damn it. No.
Come to the show. I shake my fist at you, everybody.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, everybody. You're the best, Simon. And don't go anywhere. We have more coming up next on the Comedy Zone podcast.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them. And clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day. To learn more, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Comedy Zone podcast. Now, listen, this has been, we had a great conversation with Simon Gibson. Very, very funny guy. I hope everybody goes and checks out that show. We pulled a little podcast magic. We actually recorded that yesterday. And this is, there's so much time travel happening right now. So that yesterday we recorded that with Simon.
Meaning Monday. Yesterday, as we record this today, which is actually yesterday.
Right.
If you're listening to this on the dates.
That's right. Taylor's voice probably sounds very low because this is actually Brian Baltashev, is the man behind the curtains, is back. He is literally Oz. Taylor did a great job. We love Taylor. And what you were a busy man yesterday, weren't you?
We've had a lot of stuff happening in the studio today. Everything always in this industry, it seems to happen. Hold on, I'm having some mic problems here. It seems
there you
to.
Are. I thought you were a little quiet there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everything seems to happen in spurts, right? Like yeah. You know, you can like the studios can both be empty for a few hours at a time, and then all of a sudden, everybody needs to record, and then you've got both studios running at the same time, and then which is great, but it all happens at once.
Yeah, that's right. It's feast or famine.
Yeah.
It's like anything. It's like if you ever want work, if you don't have work, all you have to do is just schedule a vacation, plan a vacation, and then you will absolutely get booked for a job. That's good. I'm glad this is working out. I'm glad you're busy. I'm glad we're busy.
All good things.
We had a really good conversation, like I said, with Simon, and now I'm getting to work with him. I will be opening for him on Wednesday. So for everybody out there who's wants to do that, come check me out with Simon. And
That's awesome. And
as you said, things are really busy. We actually got yet another sponsor for
Amazing.
Our segment. We're very popular now.
hugely popular. Not hugely. Necessarily here, but parts of Central Europe and Asia are all about the Comedy Zone podcast.
Wherever you're at, listen, have fun. We're here to entertain and give you some good information about comedy, especially our Asian friends and fans. What do you think? Should we hear? They sent us a spot, right?
Let's take a look. Who is the sponsor?
This is I think it's Mom and Pop Computer and Gadgets.
All right. Let's see what Mom and Pop have to say.
Yeah.
Come on down to Mom and Pop's Computers and Gadgets. That's right. We got every kind of doodad you could think of. Oh. iPhones and me phones, you phones and they phones. Androids and Samsonites. That's right, any sort of clever smartphone you could ask for. Personally, I don't trust those things. I think big government spying on me. Let's see, what else? We've got tons of time wasters. Come on, get your hands on an Xbox. That sounds dirty, but it's not, I promise. You could also get a PlayStation. That also sounds dirty, but it's not.
not a big gamer, this guy.
I. Wait, isn't that World War II? That's where I spent all my... Oh, no. It's a Wii. That's right, a Wii. It's a small little box where you can bowl and play tennis. How exciting.
He has played that.
Now, we've also got the latest electronic gadgets, Sirius radios, CD players, emails, and fax machines. And don't you worry. Our son, Timmy, will help set it up for you. That's right. Just give him a call. Now, usually he doesn't answer because he's a lazy piece of... Well, never mind. He's just... he's going through a phase, I think. Just give him a call. Yeah. He'll answer eventually. Even if sounds he gives like you a little attitude, he'll come right over to your house and like, set up all these electronics for you.
I think so.
He'll restart, plug back in, take discs out, and blow on them and put them back in the hole.
No, he's not. Maybe should we just
in your house
continue and then we'll just come back to him?
Let's do that. We'll later. We'll let him go a little bit.
Yeah.
See how that.
Well, that was
finishes up.
Not the greatest generation. Not much for brevity. Okay. Well. That was fun.
Yeah, that he's got some
a lot of electronic gadgets.
Yeah,
there.
I need to hear more about the doodads.
Doodads
and the Samsonite.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
In the Samsonite.
Speaking
phone.
Of, yeah. By the way, yes. New gadgets and doodads. I understand that the Queen City Podcast Network has some new doodads to cover. Right.
We are preparing to execute kind of a soft relaunch on February 1st, which is
that
as
was
you
a get.
This,
was that's right.
Yeah. If you listen to this on the day it's coming out, it's a week from today. So
I think you need to be a little bit louder.
First,
by the way,
be a little bit louder.
Sorry.
No, you're right. There we go. How's that?
That's good.
That feels better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, fine. Please don't apologize for making me louder. That's fine. So we're launching some new shows. We're launching about half a dozen new shows. But we've also, you may have noticed, we've also been kind of gradually retooling the Comedy Zone podcast as well.
Right, yeah.
And so it's been 8 years. It'll be 8 years since we launched the Comedy Zone podcast.
That is spectacular.
300 and some episodes. And we've had the same theme music for the entire run of the show.
Right.
The closing credits even still referred to the show being recorded in a bunker next to the showroom at the Comedy Zone,
right?
Which is now the general manager's office.
Right. Yes.
But
yeah, it's just different. You know what? Yeah. Times change. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, we reserve bunkers for the GM. You know, there's been shootings, so we've got to make sure.
Yeah. So it's probably time to sort of polish up the open and close the show, and also the visual look of the show, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
I want to run past you a couple ideas I've had for the logo.
Okay.
And you can tell me now if you look at. I'm going to go ahead and zoom this camera in. If you look at the monitor, which is what you're looking at right now, if you're watching the video of the show,
camera one.
This is the old, not the old, but the current, as it were, Comedy Zone podcast logo. Now I'm still mostly incorporating that logo.
Yeah.
Although I guess maybe not in this first one. So this is kind of the first image I'm looking at, and this is not very good if you're just listening to us on audio.
Ooh.
But
oh, I'm very excited, right? This is like Christmas.
Yeah, so a little bit neon. This is actually a full departure from the previous logo, with the exception maybe of the microphone element in the middle. But it just says the Comedy Zone podcast, and it's in kind of a purple and blue.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty sexy.
Thank you.
It moved a little. Yeah. Like, yeah, it moved.
So now the second one now does incorporate the current logo, but it has kind of a little bit more of a showbizy feel to it. So tell me what you think of this.
We like showbizy. Whoa. All right. I see what you did.
Yeah. So at this point, those are the two that I'd like to choose from.
Interesting.
And we can certainly leave it up for discussion. We've got 6 days to figure it out.
Okay. But, so, all right. So people have, they can see this if we're doing the video.
If they're watching the video and if you decide to put this video on online, then yes.
All right. So
let me split these two.
Yeah. This is a good idea. All right. We're going to do this. For everyone who's watching and listening, we're going to have two new logos. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think, which logo you like. We'll say the one that has the specific lights as if it's like a stage, we'll say that's number one. If you like that one, let us know. Say number one. Just reply, shoot me a DM, whatever it is. Send me a letter or whatever. And then the one on the right, the neon one, it will say is number two. A and B, one or two, however you want to do it. Let's make it as confusing as possible. Let us know which one you like better. I know what my gut's telling me.
Yeah.
And that's is really fun. Let's see what people can decide.
Okay, so that's kind of the logo conversation that we're having.
Perfect. That's fantastic. How exciting.
At this point, so I'm going to let me put that camera back into its cover shot and come back to that. Oop, that's you, actually. Nope, well, still you. Little, there we go.
Twice as much me. That's
got
pretty
my
nice.
On. All right, so musically. So we have been using the same music, which was actually composed for us specifically by a local composer, musician, friend of the podcast, named Madwreck, Madwreck. You can find his music on Spotify.
Very cool.
It's fantastic. But he has done. He has given us. He gave us that track 8 years ago and said, "Here, you know, you guys can." And it's been fantastic. I love that track. I
totally
hear it in my
agree.
Sleep. It's been great. But it's been 8 years, and it's probably time to kind of rework the music a little bit. So
sure.
I have 5 tracks. We don't have to listen to all of the tracks.
Okay.
But they're all very different, and I feel like you'll get, you know, a feel for how it's going. And I sort of explained to you how I want the opening to go and things like that too, where we'll be announcing who's on the show and everything. So it'll be a new vocal intro at the beginning of each.
Yeah, it'll keep it. It'll keep it sort of like we were saying, keep it fresh, keep it sort of current. So when you're listening to it, you get a little taste of what's going to be on the podcast for that week. Makes sense. This man never stops working. This is brilliant. I'm always like praising you, and now people are getting to see it. You're like, you're making new. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is how this goes. Should we check in on Mom and Pop before we?
Do you
want to?
Let's
do
it. Yeah. Let's see if he's still.
See if they're still.
See, still chatting.
If they're still chatting at all.
You can't even really see the little ones. How crazy
wow,
is
still,
that?
Still going.
We got ones that sit on your lap. You don't even got to plug them in. Get this, each one comes with the internet. Yeah, that's right, the internet, my friends.
No.
It also has Google right there, built right into the box.
Okay, well,
this is a computer and gadgets, okay?
Still.
Wow, all right, we'll come back to, I have a hunch he's still going to be talking.
Yeah,
but
I think he's got a lot on his mind. All right, so track number one.
Yeah.
We'll just call this track number one. You can let me know what you think. So this is the potential new theme music for the Comedy Zone podcast.
I'm excited. That slaps.
Wait for it.
Cool.
Right?
Does that bass come in? Yeah, that's hot. That's nice. Okay.
All right, so that then is track number one. Yeah, it's a little zippy.
Oh, look at that. I feel like I want to buy like the new Apple earbuds or something now listening to that.
It is not cooperating with me here. Hold on. My playback machine. There we go. Oh, that's why.
Just give us a call.
Still going?
That was a happy accident.
Yeah, it's still going. Oh, man, that's okay.
Okay. So, all right. So that is track number one. Okay, so let's go track number two.
Track.
This is called simply, well, the first one was actually simply called V1. So it's a version one.
V1.
This is called The Show.
Ooh. Wow. That's got like a.
Kind of
like
cool,
a,
yeah.
That's got like a TV show theme song sort of feel
that's
to
cool.
it.
Yeah, a little Hammond organ action.
Yeah, right. Okay. I feel like at any moment I should be looking like this, like doing something, dropping something. Like, that's what that is. That's great. Okay. All right.
All right. So that's called The Show. So this one, taking it to a different level, this is called That Funky Show.
Oh, well. This feels right already.
This feels, no, I'm sure that people, when they look at us,
they think immediately funky.
Yeah, what could be more funky than these two dudes?
Right.
So this is called That Funky Show.
Okay.
So good for a voiceover intro.
Yeah.
It doesn't get in the way. It has a big drop coming up right here.
Okay.
The horns. I like it a lot. Also, it's like 20 seconds before the song kicks in. So
okay.
That's a good amount of time for that voiceover.
Right. Okay. I'm digging that too.
All right, okay. So that's called That Funky Show.
You're not making it easy on us. All right.
Track number four is called Dubstep Show.
Whoa, okay.
So we're getting a little out there now.
This isn't your grandfather's podcast. This is
not
the Comedy Zone podcast.
All right, this is called Dubstep Show.
Dubstep.
This one might be a bit much.
What? This is when I'm taken over as host by the AI.
So,
okay, all right.
That is Dubstep Show. Might be able to remove that from consideration right out of the gate.
I'm thinking maybe it's not my first choice, but I get it. I did want to do the robot the whole time, which I don't know how to do.
Yeah, we could do rotating theme songs every week. That's
terrible. Okay.
This is just called Full Track One. I don't know why, but this is just
you are a naming full machine over there.
One. A little peppy.
It's pretty peppy. Yeah. I'm seeing balloons right now. Okay.
Spring day.
Teletubbies.
There's ice cream involved.
This is like what would be playing if a Teletubby was in a fight with Barney.
Right.
This is the thing.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches. There's ice cream sandwiches involved.
ICS meeting. Ice cream sandwich meeting. That's a story for another time. Yeah.
All right. So that is full track number one.
Okay.
So those are the five clips that have kind of preliminarily made the cut.
Right.
And in 6 days, we'll have a new theme.
So. Listen, we've got a lot. People can, if anyone, you know, is listening to this, I almost said people are listening. I know that they're listening. Let us know what you think. You heard them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let you know if you like one or all of them. Let us know, and that'll help us make a final decision. I can't tell you how much it will influence the decision, but it's there. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of retooling the show a bit.
Yeah.
The whole network too. New shows coming up on February 1st. All kinds of new stuff happening.
Exciting. So I don't know if you're telling anybody this, but this is a very much a get kind of a show. You told me this Friday is a significant date.
Yeah. So which I didn't actually realize until you and I were texting back and forth. I went, wait a minute.
And I'm going to explain this text. Go ahead.
So Friday, January 20. Actually, Thursday, January 26th. Now that I look at it. is the fifth anniversary of the Queen City Podcast Network. That would
Five
be the day
years.
That we launched, yeah.
Man, that's got to feel good, man.
Yeah, right? It does. Yeah, we've been through a lot. You know, we started with five shows, went to nine, Ortho Carolina climbed on board. We went through a pandemic, Ortho Carolina left us. Through no fault of our own, they made some changes at the top.
And listen, I won't criticize them.
No, of course not.
On air.
We would not exist without what Ortho Carolina did to us in those
totally.
Few years.
Totally. I appreciate it. And I have a new hip thanks to them.
It's been quite a ride. We'll have somewhere around 40 podcasts when we relaunch on February 1st.
Amazing.
So, you know, we've gone from five shows to 40. In 5 years, over a million downloads over the course of those 5 years.
Yeah,
so,
that's a spectacular figure right there. And listen, we were texting about it because you had sort of told me in passing that this kind of conversation was like, oh yeah, hey, by the way, I just happened to notice. I'm like, only people who work hard, who've created something from the ground up and who understand the amount of work and it's not over dramatic to say sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears. To have that sneak up on them, to have it be 5 years, and you go, oh wow, I didn't even realize, but here we are 5 years. Most businesses don't make it past a year.
Yeah. They always say if you can make it past 5 years, you've done it.
Yeah, you
know,
there you go.
That's a good indicator that you know
you've got something successful and it's gonna maybe stand the test of time, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's been equal parts the hardest, most frustrating, most satisfying, most joyful thing I've ever done. So it's you know,
good for you.
It's
man.
It's a lot, but it's 5 years. It's pretty great.
That is,
and everybody. I mean, it's not just me. There's so many people involved. dozens and dozens and dozens of people between the podcasts and our producers who work with us and the hosts and the, you know, and certainly the listeners and the people of Charlotte and local media who have embraced us and all the things.
And all the things you've done also on top of that, Charlotte Shout and being part of those sort of community things that are going on, that you're just right in the mix, right in the mix with everybody else. So, man, and this is, you know, it's on your shoulders. It's all you. I know we can give praise to a lot of people involved because everything is like that. I mean, no one does anything just on their own, but good work. Congratulations. I'm proud of you for making it happen. And I know this has been a dream. And like you said, anything that you enjoy, that's this kind of a thing, is going to take everything. It's going to be difficult. It's gonna be the hardest thing you've ever done, the most satisfying thing you've ever done. That's so here's to you, buddy. Congratulations. Woo. Yeah.
Here's
you going
to
do anything special?
I'm hoping to get a nap in later on.
And then I was going to say, you're just working that day.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, you're a guy who just keeps your head down. You keep plugging away and doing as much as you can for it. And it's like, by the way, we're successful. No shit.
Yeah. Hey.
When did that happen? All right. Look,
we did it. Yeah. And you can never just sit there and go. I keep forgetting that we're doing video now. I haven't switched the cameras over in about 10 minutes. If you ever kind of, you know, kick back and go, hey, we made it, we're successful, then you're asking for trouble. So never assume it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems.
Boy, man, you said it. That's always the case. Anytime, don't allow yourself to get too high and too low, right? And that goes for so many different things. I obviously equate it to comedy. You know, every time someone's, you know, you crush a show or whatever, it's like, give it a couple of days, then watch that video.
Your set was never as good or never as bad. I had a football coach used to say that. The game was never as good and never as bad as you thought it was.
Yeah. The lure may be out there of what everyone's going to take away from it in 2-3 weeks or 2-3 months, but the reality is that it's, you know, just perspective, I think, is very important. And, you know, for you, I hope you can take a moment and allow yourself to enjoy that win. You know?
Yeah, I think we will probably this weekend. I texted my wife right after I was done texting. I said, "Hey, guess what? We did. It's 5 years."
You know what? I think it's nice that you texted me first.
I happen to be sort of on the text.
Oh, gotcha.
String with you. It's
that's funny. I'm gonna hold that over Tara for years to come. Of course not.
As you should.
Not at all. That's great. Well, listen, man, we had the interview, and I definitely wanted to kind of, I was excited to hear and see some of this stuff. So, excited about what's to come. But should we check back in?
Let's see.
With the mom and pop?
Is most days, so we may never be open again. But just give us a call or write a letter, fax us, call us on the landline. I don't give a goddamn what you do. But support local. Mom and Pop's Computers and Gadgets.
All right.
Okay. Mom and Pop's Computers and Gadgets. So if you ever need to buy some electronics, now you know where to go.
Yeah. Although they may, apparently, I don't know what we missed, but apparently they may not be in business very much longer.
Yeah. So, they'll, I'm sure they'll have more ads so we can catch up with them. So.
Oh, I would think. Yeah. Yeah, we should hurry though. He doesn't sound
sound like
he doesn't sound well.
You're the best. All right, gang. Well, as always, go to CLT Comedy Zone for a full schedule this week. We've got Simon Gibson on Wednesday night, which is tonight. And I will be opening for him then. The Thursday through Saturday, we have Felipe Esparza, excuse me. Thursday through Saturday, he's very, very funny and just crazy.
Do you want to try that again? Yeah.
Felipe Esparza.
There you go.
Wait, nailed it.
Esperanza.
No, I didn't. I almost did say that. Also, if you're in Asheville, by the way, I will be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday, opening for Sean Jones at the Wortham Arts Center. So I'm excited about that.
Amazing. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
I have to tell Sean I said hey.
I will definitely do that. If y'all don't know, Sean Jones is one of the funniest human beings just walking the earth right now, and I am including him with literally everybody.
Yeah.
The guy is fantastic. You got to see him, especially if you're in Nashville. So maybe come see me in Nashville too. That's our show, buddy. I'm excited about what's to come, and congratulations again. Anything we should finish on?
Hold on tight. Big network relaunch, soft relaunch, not big network relaunch, but retooling the website. adding new shows coming up on February 1st. So just check us out, queencitypodcastnetwork.com, for some new local, all hyper-local, all-the-time content. Also, some interesting hosts that we've got on the way.
That's,
I'm just going to leave it at that. But people that you definitely know
very cool.
will be hosting podcasts for us come February 1st.
I love it. Yeah. I love it, man. Very exciting stuff. All right, Yang. Yang? All right, Yang.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
Clearly not.
Do I need to call 911?
Maybe.
All right. Okay.
Well, maybe I'll be here next week, guys. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. So long.
The Comedy Zone Podcast is a production of Comedy Zone Worldwide and is recorded in a bunker just off the Comedy Zone showroom at the Abbott Exchange Music Factory in Charlotte, North Carolina. The executive producers of the Comedy Zone Podcast are Brian Heffern and Brian Baltashevitz. Talent Wrangler is Mike Hall. Original music composed and performed by John McKeever.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.